Welcome to Calming Harp, the sounds of David's Psalms. I'm glad you've joined us for this brief moment we share together. I will be playing some of the music that has been brought out of the Psalms. My name is Steve Reese. I play the harp. And over the last several years, I've been bringing the sounds of David's Psalms into recordings. You can find a lot of my music on my website, www.calmingharp.com. I have CDs available and MP3s. And you can go to YouTube. If you go to YouTube and then type in Peregrinati, Peregrinnatti, you will find hours of beautiful harp music that you can just play in the background and be calmed with the music that David may have played for his sheep at one time or another. So as we share this half hour, join me and enjoy the sounds of David's harp.
Well, good morning once again. It's the 21st of January as I'm recording this, and moving into the new year. And it's already going pretty fast. I don't know if you're all experiencing the same as me, the passage of time. And I don't know, Shirley and I were laying in bed this morning, getting ready to get up and just kind of talking about, and I'm just going to be brutally honest with y'all. I'm going to be 70 years old in July, and I just look back and go, how in the world have I gotten here so quickly? Time has gone so fast. And I don't know, I just got notice from another friend of mine out in Sacramento that her husband passed away. And you know, I lost my mom last year, and then another dear friend of ours where I grew up, a very close family friend, her mom just died. And you just start to get to think about how fleeting this life here on this earth is to each and every one of us. And we even have some younger friends that have been in accidents or other things that have passed. And this life is so tenuous. And then you look in the news and all the crazy things that are going on with these elite people that think that they're going to control everything. And, you know, frankly, as I told my mom just before she passed, I said, you know, because she said, I thought I was going to get to see Jesus come. And I said, Mom, the next thing you're going to see, the next moment you have awake, is you will see him. And, you know, I just have to tell each and every one of you that that's exactly what I'm looking forward to. And it can't happen soon enough. There's beautiful things in this world. I love what's going on in this world. There's so many. I've constantly, ever since I was a kid, been so infatuated with nature and with all of the wonders of the natural world, and I haven't gotten to see it but a handful of it, you know. And a lot of people say, Steve, you've traveled all over the world and you've seen so much, and I you know, that's true, but at the same time there's so much I haven't seen. And eternity with our Heavenly Father finally gives us enough time, although we won't be bound by time, to actually be able to finally check off our bucket list, if you please. And I'm sure there'll be a whole new bucket list. But anyway, I woke up this morning, and it was raining here in Mississippi, and I thought, I was thinking last evening, what do I want to give to you all today? And as I woke up this morning with the rain dropping down, I thought, you know, I think I may have shared this one with you before, but it's certainly worth sharing again. But Shirley and I teamed up on a project we called Shalom Power Clips. And the whole idea behind it was that, you know, a lot of times in the middle of your day, you wake up, you can be in the store and something comes along and just slaps you upside of the head and you go like, where in the world did that come from? Where did that thought come from? Or that person that just gave that ugly comment or whatever. And you tend to tailspin into, life's not so beautiful after all. And our idea was that if you could just counteract that with the word of our Heavenly Father and combine that with the music, the frequencies that I've been working with of our Heavenly Father. So have his word and the frequencies together to just, you know, have it on your phone or a little MP3 player or whatever. Put in those earbuds and begin to listen to the word and the frequencies. And, you know, I've had so many people tell me, man, within 5 minutes I was back on cloud nine again. And that was what we designed this for, was that. And so we have an album, if you're interested. It's available on the website, calmingharp.com. That's called Shalom Power Clips. And the idea was to have these clips, MP3 clips, that you could put in and get back to Shalom. And Shirley's teaching a class for the next 8 weeks on the joy, restoring joy in our lives and becoming how to be relational in a non-relational world. And a lot of it has to do with the Shalom that our Heavenly Father offers us through his word. And so I'm going to just stop talking, and I'm going to let the music play and Shirley's beautiful voice bring the word to us from our Heavenly Father. And then once this is finished, I'll just have a few comments at the end. But in the middle of your day, remember, our Heavenly Father intends for us to live and walk in Shalom, his provision for everything that we need in life to counteract anything that the enemy tries to bring against us.
Rain on me. Drip down, O heavens from above, and let the clouds pour righteousness. Let the earth open up and salvation bear fruit, and righteousness spring up with it. I, Jehovah, have created it. Psalm 72, 6 and 7. May he come down like rain upon the mown grass, like showers that water the earth. In his days may the righteous flourish, an abundance of peace till the moon is no more. Hosea 10:12. So, with a view to righteousness, reap in accordance with kindness. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek Jehovah until he comes to rain righteousness on you. Hosea 14:5. I will be like the dew to Israel. He will blossom like the lily, and he will take root like the cedars of Lebanon. His shoots will sprout, and his beauty will be like the olive tree, and his fragrance like the cedars of Lebanon. Joel 3:18. And it will come about in that day that the mountains will drip with sweet wine, and the hills will flow with milk, and all the brooks of Yehuda will flow with water. And a spring will go out from the house of Jehovah to water the valley of acacia trees. Psalm 85:10-11. Loving kindness and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth springs from the earth, and righteousness looks down from heaven. Isaiah 60:21. Then all your people will be righteous. They will possess the land forever. The branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. Isaiah 61:11. For as the earth brings forth its sprouts, and as a garden causes the things sown in it to spring up, so Jehovah Elohim will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. Isaiah 55:6-11. Seek Jehovah while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to Jehovah, and he will have compassion on him, and to our Elohim, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares Jehovah. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there without watering the earth and making it bear and sprout and furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be, which goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, without accomplishing what I desire, and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. Leviticus 26, 3 and 4. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments so as to carry them out, then I shall give you rains in their season, so that the land will yield its produce, and the trees of the field will bear their fruit. Deuteronomy 28:12. Yehovah will open for you his good storehouse, the heavens, to give rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. To Samuel 23, 3 through 5. The Rock of Israel spoke to me, He who rules over men righteously, who rules in the fear of Elohim, is as the light of the morning when the sun rises, a morning without clouds, when the tender grass springs out of the earth through sunshine after rain. Truly, is not my house so with Elohim? For he has made an everlasting covenant with me, ordered in all things and secured for all my salvation and all my desire. Will he not indeed make it grow? Chronicles 6, 26 and 27. When the heavens are shut up and there is no rain, because thy people have sinned against thee, and they pray toward this place and confess thy name and turn from their sin, when thou dost afflict them, then hear thou in heaven, and forgive the sin of thy servants and thy people Israel. Indeed, teach them the good way in which they should walk, and send rain on thy land, which thou hast given to thy people for an inheritance. Jeremiah 14:22. Are there any among the idols of the nations who give rain? Or can the heavens grant showers? Is it not thou, O Yehovah, our Elohim? Therefore, we hope in thee, for thou art the one who has done all these things. Hosea 6:3. So let us know, let us press on to know Yehovah. His going forth is as certain as the dawn, and he will come to us like the rain, like the spring rain, watering the earth. Zechariah 10:1. Ask rain from Yehovah at the time of the spring rain. Yehovah who makes the storm clouds, and he will give them showers of rain, vegetation in the field to each man. James 5:7. Be patient, therefore, brethren, until the coming of Yehovah. Behold, the farmer waits for the precious produce of the soil, being patient about it until it gets the early and late rains. Song of Songs 2:10-13. My beloved responded and said to me, Arise, my darling, my beautiful one, and come along, for behold, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers have already appeared in the land. The time has arrived for pruning the vines, and the voice of the turtle dove has been heard in our land. The fig tree has ripened its figs, and the vines in blossom have given forth their fragrance. Arise, my darling, my beautiful one, and come along. Song of Songs 2:16. My beloved is mine, and I am his. Yehovah bless you and keep you. Yehovah make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. Yehovah lift up his countenance on you and give you shalom. Amen and amen. May our good Yehovah accomplish all that concerns you.
So the rain, there's so many things that the rain represents in our lives. If you remember, when Israel came into the promised land, God said, this land is not like Egypt that you left, where you could pull water out of the river at your own beck and call. But this land is a land that will give you rain from your heavenly Father as long as you walk in his ways. And if you don't walk in his ways, he will withhold the rain and there will be drought. And sometimes I wonder if that may not be true of areas of our nation. I'm not going to go any further than that. You can read between the lines, but I think our Heavenly Father would, in ways that we should come to appreciate, can get our attention through what's occurring in the natural world. And his intent is to bring us back into his presence, walking in his way. So it's up to us to pay attention. And in this day where we have plenty of rain here in Mississippi, I just thought it might be good to remind us all that the most important thing in our lives is to walk the path that our Heavenly Father has laid before us. So may I say once again, be blessed in your day. So I hope you've enjoyed our time together. Stay tuned, as I say, little pun. I have many more songs to share with you. I have more to share about how this all comes together. And I pray that you will share and help people, especially those you see stressed, especially in these times that we're going through. Bring people to this calming and this peace and this rest that this beautiful music of the Psalms of David brings to each of our lives. Thank you for listening. Hope to see you next week. Many, many blessings to you all today.